for John Hunter, please go ahead and raise your hand by going down to the reactions tab in Zoom or sending me a message in the chat function. And we'll go straight to questions when John Hunter sits down. All right, we are now joined by our race winner today, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 4 Ramco Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports. John Hunter, we are going to go straight to questions for you, and we will lead off with Bob Pockris.
Yeah, John Hunter, we always ask you about racing Kyle and beating Kyle. So I'm curious, is it any different racing Chase Elliott and beating Chase Elliott compared to beating Kyle?
I mean, Chase did beat Kyle last year at Charlotte. So anytime a cup guy comes down to run, you obviously want to beat that guy. He was fast there in the second stage. We played a really good strategy part too. And Eric Phillips called a really good race. I felt like we had a really fast Ramco Toyota Tundra. It's pretty cool to get Toyota Tundra in Victory Lane. All Toyota Tundras are built right here in the state of Texas. So pretty neat for that. Ramco equipment first win as well. Awesome day. I felt like we had something for Chase there in the second stage or third stage. Just dirty air, had to wait. And then track position rolled out really good on our green flag stop. I feel like we aced it and then kind of just drove away from there. So super proud of all my guys, everyone at KBM, everyone that makes this possible. I'm just blessed to be able to be the wheel holder behind the wheel of these fast Toyota Tundras every week.
All right, next we are going to go to Dustin Albino.
Hey, John Hunter, congrats on the win. Compared to the last couple of years in Cup and Xfinity, how much more fun are you having this year?
I'm smiling, Dustin. I'm not down on myself or not second guessing myself if I can do this. I feel like I went through a little bit of a mental battle last year during parts of the year, and then not having won a race in 2 years definitely took a toll on me as well. So for myself, it was the right call. I took a bet on myself at the end of the year, and ultimately we've been fast every week. I couldn't have done it without Eric Phillips and everyone at Toyota, Kyle Busch Motorsports, all my guys. They're the ones that build these fast Toyota Tundras, and Toyota as well. TRD, they give us everything that we need to succeed, and I'm glad to be a part of the family.
It was announced yesterday you'd be racing in 3 Xfinity races in the 54 later this year. How excited are you for that opportunity?
I'm just excited to have more shots to take home trophies. Everyone that's been in it has been fast. Ty Gibbs has won in it twice. Kyle has won in it once. He's running it here today. And this is one of my races when we come back later this fall. So I'm super excited to be able to join the Joe Gibbs organization and drive a Toyota Supra and hopefully take home some more checkered flags and trophies.
Thanks. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Mitchell Brewer.
John, speaking of the Joe Gibbs Racing deal, was that something that had been talked about for a while, or was that something that opened up because of your success in the Truck Series?
I think that we had talked a little bit about it earlier this year, but nothing really came about until kind of later. Once the year started, they had some open races in the 54, which is their all-star car. And for myself, it was a great opportunity being able to race more. I'm a race car driver. I want to race every single weekend, but I want to do it in top tier equipment that I know that I have the best shot to be able to take home wins. We're hashtag here for wins and everything that I'm driving this year. So excited for that opportunity. I'm grateful for that opportunity from all of our partners that stepped up to help, and then Joe Gibbs and everyone at Joe Gibbs Racing as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Lee Spencer.
Thank you, and congratulations, JH. A lot of people questioned your motivation of going back to the Truck Series, but, you know, with you winning 4 races, with getting the opportunity to be in top of the line equipment at Joe Gibbs Racing, what do you say to the people who, you know, might have doubted you in the past?
Yeah, Lee, I mean, there's going to be haters. There's going to be people that doubt your ability. There's going to be people that question your ability, but you as a person have to know what you are capable of. You can't listen to other people. You have to be mentally strong and just kind of push through it and show them opposite. When somebody says something like that, I take that as a challenge to go prove them wrong. So for me, I think a lot of the media and a lot of probably the drivers too question my move on moving from the Truck Series to the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. But I do feel like NASCAR Camping World Truck Series is one of the best series here in NASCAR. It's super competitive every single week. There's 10 guys that can win every single week, and you have to push yourself over the limit and push for more. And I mean, you can say it's a step back, but you don't have to look at it as that way. I'm not a guy that just wants to ride around and say that I'm a Cup Series driver. I strive for more than that. And I want to be perfect. I want to win races. I want to win championships. And I didn't feel like I could do that where I was at with my ability. And luckily Kyle and everyone at Toyota and TRD kind of came to me and gave me this opportunity late last year. And it was just an opportunity that you couldn't pass up.
I don't think anyone ever questioned your ability. I mean, quite frankly, but I mean, there are a lot of guys who just want to be in the big show to say they are in the big show. Or are you proof that, you know, you can be in the big show, but you damn well better be in quality equipment if you really want to leave your mark?
I mean, for sure. My ultimate goal is to become a Cup champion one day. I want to win races in Cup. Now, how long that takes, it doesn't really matter to me. I want to be in top tier equipment. I want to win races and I want to win championships. And I've put myself in some situations where I don't regret. I wouldn't take anything back. I've learned a lot and gained a lot of valuable experience from those. And that's what ultimately led to this deal here at Kyle Busch Motorsports. So for me, it's all about putting yourself in the right spot at the right time. Some people say that sometimes you have to go through hell to get to the other side and come out on top. And I definitely feel like God has been good to us this year.
What has this done for your confidence?
Lee, I've always had confidence in myself and my ability. It takes a mental toll on you. I feel like when you show up knowing that you don't have a chance to win. So my confidence is there. It's been there from the start of the year. I've never questioned that. My confidence in Eric, all my guys, everyone at KBM is there as well. And I feel like it's in their return from them to myself as well with the roles reversed. So we're out here. We're hashtag here for wins. We're winning races. Life is good. I'm smiling.
Congratulations. Good luck and good luck on the way home.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Alex Andrejev.
Hey, John Hunter. This is actually kind of off of Lee's question as well, but when you're looking at what you're doing next year too, I mean, how much does the success that you've had this season make you feel like this is what we came here to do and wanted to be, and we're going to stay here and continue doing that? Or is it giving you so much confidence that now you're looking at next season going, I can move up into the next series and I'm ready to do that? And, you know, is it at all surprising how quickly the success has come this year?
I don't think it's surprising on how quick the success has come. I feel like Kyle has won about every race that he's been in his equipment. He's up there all the time battling for wins. I think his statistic is absolutely crazy. It's like 19 out of the last 20 races he's finished first or second. So pretty cool to see. I've never questioned the equipment. But for me, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I'm here. I'm happy in the KBM organization. I'm excited for the future and whatever that pathway is, but I'm not going to put myself in a bad spot where I don't feel like I can win races. It's all about winning races, and happy to be here with KBM underneath Kyle's wing and being able to ask him questions and him being a great boss, and everyone at KBM as well. There's a lot of guys that are back at the shop that aren't here, that don't come to the racetrack, that don't get enough credit for what they do. So I'm happy. I'm just a part of the Toyota family and hoping to stay that way.
All right, John Hunter, it looks like it's all the questions for you today. Congratulations on the win, and thanks for spending some time with us here.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And to the media, we'll have audio and video from this press conference on NASCARmedia.com shortly.